I know we've been talking a lot about the Olympics lately. I've tried to mix in other stories throughout the week just to break up the monotony and give you guys something different. But damn, it is tough not to talk about the Olympics right now. They're giving me so much material. I've talked to a couple of different people this week. I'm working on redesigning the channel, new studio setup, new layout. Oh, by the way, some of you guys have commented on the microphone. It is not the mic, it is me. I am not an expert on computer or tinkering with audio settings to get the perfect balance. I don't know what I'm doing. It's not from lack of effort. I've tried. I just don't know what the hell I'm doing. My lane is destroying Wokers, not technical stuff. I don't have any issues with the sound on my laptop or my phone, but I know with headphones, the sound sucks. I have tried and tried to make it better. I've tried to minimize the little bit of echo. Last night, I expedited an echo screen that will hopefully resolve the issue. It's supposed to be here on Monday, so hopefully that will resolve the sound issue some of you guys are having. Anyway, I talked to a couple of different people this week about new ideas for the channel, and both of them asked me the same question. They said that you started out talking about the NFL and the NBA, and over time, you've kind of found your niche with woke politics and sports, which is great. The channel's growing. However, they both asked, what are you gonna do if sports go back to normal? What are you gonna do if being woke fades into the background? It is something that I've thought about. I told them both. I don't know what the hell I would do. I mean, I would figure it out, of course, but I'm not really worried about it because woke isn't going anywhere. These people are persistent. This isn't something that happened overnight. This is a well-thought-out plan from these wokers. They are not going to give up. If businesses like the NFL and NBA were really all that concerned about revenues and ratings, they would keep the politics out. Roger Goodell and Adam Silver are not stupid. Adam Silver might be weak, but he's not dumb. They're going to continue to allow wokers to use their platform to push the agenda. It is no secret at this point that wokeness is killing the Olympics. Of course, the lying media is not going to tell you that. Jeff Schell, CEO of NBC, he's blaming the low ratings for the Tokyo Olympics on a little bit of bad luck. Oh yeah, that's it. NBC was just hit with some bad luck. Jeff Schell blamed the usual media suspects, the time difference, the Japanese not allowing spectators, and the Olympics being broadcast on multiple platforms instead of linear television only. Team USA Basketball, for example, has been broadcast on Peacock. He said the audience is confused. They can't easily find the events they want to watch. Well, that's a lie, but let's pretend for a moment that that's the case. Whose fault is that? You're broadcasting the Olympics, dude. If the audience can't find which platform to watch it on, that is your fault, not the fault of your audience. It would be like me taking my content off of YouTube, uploading it to a private website, and then blaming you guys for not being able to find it. Woke politics have stained the Olympics so bad that even the left in America is publicly turning against it. From multiple different fronts. The far left aren't happy. They feel like the Olympics aren't woke enough. Athletes like LeBron James, Megan Rapinoe, Gwen Berry, they feel they're being silenced because they're only allowed to protest before events. They want to make a mockery of America on the medal podium so the entire world can watch them embarrass themselves and the country. Moderate Democrats are turned off by the Olympics because moderate Democrats have common sense. They don't want the garbage. They tune in to watch the athletics. They don't tune in to watch Elena Smith come in last place and then get pissed off at NBC for not using proper pronouns. Bill Maher blasted the Olympics on his show last night. I've always liked Bill Maher. I know I have a lot of conservatives in my audience who probably can't stand him, but I have a lot of respect for Bill Maher. Reason being, he is not agenda driven. I say on here all the time, this is not an agenda driven channel. I'm not afraid to call out other content creators that are similar to what we do here when I disagree with them. we just did earlier this week with the Simone Biles situation. Bill Maher is not afraid to call out the leftist. As you guys know, one of the main talking points on the left has been cancel culture. They are promoting cancel culture. Bill Maher, lifelong Democrat, he strongly opposes cancel culture. He doesn't just blindly follow the party talking points. Bill Maher gives you his unfiltered opinion, take it or leave it. He called out the Olympics last night for the blatant wokeness. He compared them to the Oscars. When the Oscars aired, Bill Maher issued sort of a challenge to his audience. I challenge you to be entertained by the woke Oscars. Bill Maher did his homework. He outlined several different instances where people associated with the Olympics were punished for instances that happened decades ago. For example, the musical director for the opening ceremony was removed from his duties. Why? Because in 1994, he admitted to being a bully in elementary school. Really? Are we going to be that damn soft? Bill Maher then went on to call out the Associated Press, which up until this point, I wouldn't have considered the AP to be a woke media outlet. The Associated Press generally stays neutral, or at least balanced. I definitely wouldn't put them in the driver's seat of the woke bus like, say, an ESPN or CNN. Surfing was included in the Olympics for the first time this year. The AP claims that including surfing is cultural appropriation, and the Olympics are whitewashing something that belongs to the indigenous people of Hawaii. Do you see how ridiculous this has become? Bill Maher called wokeness a purge, something that belongs in Stalin's Russia. And he is absolutely right. They are trying to silence free speech, which is ironic when you think about it. Megan Rapinoe claims she's being silenced by the IOC when the agenda she is promoting is trying to silence everyone else. They want to speak freely. They just don't want you to speak freely. Unless, of course, you agree with them. Far-left outlets are blasting Bill Maher. Bill Maher has become a conservative. No, that's not the case. He's still pro-choice, still doesn't like Donald Trump, still believes drugs should be legalized. The difference is, Bill Maher is one of the few on the left that has a mind of his own. He doesn't blindly jump on the train being driven by the cool kids. Bill Maher knows if cancel culture spreads, he will be one of the first people canceled. They tried to cancel him in the early 2000s. They took his show Politically Incorrect off the air. I believe it was on ABC at the time. He made some comments about 9/11. Advertisers pulled out and the show was eventually canceled. Last night, Bill Maher made an excellent point. He said wokers are trying to segregate all the races. Keep black people over here, white people over here, Jewish people over here, Asian people over here. Which is a direct contrast to their supposed movement of inclusion and diversity. Ratings for the Olympics continued their decline on Tuesday. Viewership hit a high for 2021 at one point Sunday night, around 19.4 million, which is god-awful, considering they were drawing 25, 30 million back in 2016. Tuesday, ratings dropped to 15.7 million. That would be a decent number for the NBA Finals. Notice how I said decent, not good. Of course, right now, the NBA would kill for 15.7 million people to watch the finals. They haven't cracked 10 million in the last 2 years. Ratings for the Olympics are going to continue to decline. I hope later today, ratings will be released for the women's soccer team, otherwise known as Rapinoe's Warriors. If they are released, we will get into it this afternoon. The media is going to continue to lie about the Olympics ratings decline. But as you guys already know, we will continue to bust through the myths right here on the channel. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Bill Maher's commentary on the Olympics. If you haven't seen the video, I encourage you to go check it out. It's only about 7 minutes long, well worth your time. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.